Romans 6. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
It's lovely to see you all here today. My name is Chris Jenkins. I'm the pastor of Christ Church, and we're really thrilled to have you here this afternoon. You may like to have an eye on the Bible reading at the back of the service sheet. I'm going to try and explain that. I'm going to pray first, if I may. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, the Bible. We pray now that by the power of your Holy Spirit, we may understand it and believe it and take it to our hearts and be changed into the likeness of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Lost, as you probably know, is an American TV drama series about the survivors of a plane crash. They find themselves on a mysterious desert island, having gone dramatically off course, which means that any rescue teams will be looking in completely the wrong place for them. Through flashbacks, we learn about the passengers' lives before the crash. They have to learn to work and survive together and face the unknown destructive terror which lurks in the jungle. Who are the others who prowl the island and kidnap Walt? And what exactly do they want? The following quote comes from the episode Fire and Water. Charlie has been trying to convince Claire to get her baby son, Aaron, baptized. And Claire is asking Locke his opinion on baptism. My understanding is that baptism is about making sure that children get into heaven, should anything happen. Call it spiritual insurance. I wonder, is that your view of baptism? Certainly, it's a very strange ritual. We're going to go down into Bernard's pool. It's not holy water, by the way, it's just ordinary water. And we're going to get Paul, Claire and Fiona very wet. What's it all about? Is it a spiritual insurance policy? As we'll see in a moment, baptism symbolises death. Death to an old way of life which went against King Jesus. But then, resurrection to a new way of life living under Jesus' rule. The context of these verses is that they're part of a long letter from a man called Paul, who was an apostle, that's to say, someone called by Jesus to establish churches and to write much of the New Testament. The Apostle Paul is writing to the young church at Rome. He has various reasons for writing, but one reason is to answer his critics. Some people in the Roman church seem to have been saying that if Jesus died on the cross to pay for all our sin, as Paul taught, why not just sin as much as you like? Because there's always forgiveness. Look at verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? Look at Paul's answer in verse 2. By no means. we're not to go on sinning. And baptism shows us why not. Got two things to say. Baptism represents a death. Baptism represents a new life. Firstly, then, baptism represents a death. One morning in 1888, Alfred Nobel, inventor of dynamite, awoke to read his own obituary. The obituary was printed as a result of a simple journalistic error. It was Alfred's brother which had died, and the reporter carelessly reported the death of the wrong brother. Anyone would be disturbed under the circumstances, but to Alfred the shock was overwhelming, because he saw himself as the world saw him, the dynamite king, the great industrialist who'd made an immense fortune from explosives. This, as far as the general public was concerned, was the entire purpose of Alfred's life. None of his true intentions to break down the barriers that separated men and ideas for peace were recognised or given serious consideration. He was simply a merchant of death. And for that alone, he would be remembered. As he read the obituary with horror, he resolved to make clear to the world the true meaning and purpose of his life. This could be done through the final use of his fortune, his last will and testament, an endowment of 5 annual prizes for outstanding contributions in physics, chemistry, physiology or medicine, literature, and peace. The 6th category of economics was added later. These would be the expression of his life's ideas, and ultimately why we would remember him. The result was the most valuable of prizes, the Nobel Peace Prize. If you died tonight, I wonder what your obituary would say. I wonder what people would say about you. More importantly, I wonder what God would say about you or me. If we want to be ready to die physically, if we want to be ready to meet our Maker, and the Bible says it's appointed to man once to die, and after that the judgment, if we want to be safe on that day, a death must occur in advance, of which baptism is a picture. Look at verse 2. We died to sin. How can you say we live in it any longer? I wonder how that thought strikes you. Think of the things which are wrong in your life. I must think of the things which are wrong in my life. The Bible says we must die to those things. That means we must come to God as we are and say sorry. We must repent. That means we must turn away from the things we know are wrong. A spiritual death must take place in our lives. Actually, this is wonderfully good news, because it means that where we are caught up in sins which enslave us, say greed or pornography or drink or drugs, we can put those things in the grave, never to come out again. Dying to sin is a wonderful thing, but we have to go through the pain barrier. We've actually got to let wrong things go and turn away from them. This is what Paul, Claire, and Fiona have done. And their baptism is a picture of this. Verse 3, "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?" In the act of baptism, we will symbolically bury Paul's and Claire's and Fiona's old lives. They will be buried under the water. And symbolically, Paul, Claire and Fiona are united with Jesus in his death. The Bible teaches that Jesus died on the cross to pay for all our sin. He took our punishment willingly because he loved us, that we might be forgiven. And Christians are united with Jesus in his death. So he died our death. We died his death. I've often told the story of when I met Baroness Trumpington. I had a very junior role in a very posh service in London, and the Queen was represented in the service by Baroness Trumpington. Baroness Trumpington arrived in the Queen's Rolls Royce. And when Baroness Trumpington entered the church, led by me, because I was being the verger for the day, the entire congregation stood up as if it was the Queen entering the church. Because Baroness Trumpington was there, it was as if the Queen was there. The Baroness was the Queen's representative. When Jesus died on the cross, it was as if Paul, Claire, Fiona, and all Christians were there. Jesus was our representative. He took our place. He died our death. And in baptism, symbolically, we are united with him in his death. Verse 4, "We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death." The old person who rejects Christ, who disobeys God, is buried into the grave, never to be seen again. This is the meaning of baptism. But secondly, baptism doesn't just represent a death. Baptism represents a new life. Don't know if you've seen the film 7 Pounds. Stars Will Smith as a man who decides to change the lives of 7 strangers. Tim Thomas, that's Will Smith, was involved in a car crash in which his fiancée and 6 other people were killed. He seeks redemption by trying to save the lives of 7 good people. Stealing his brother Ben's identity, Tim passes himself off as Ben as he investigates potential candidates for his help. He rescues a woman, Connie Tepos, from her abusive boyfriend. When she phones him, asking for help, he gives her the keys of his beach house so that she can start a new life with her children. He asks in return that she should not try to contact him and that she should live life abundantly. I wonder if you've ever longed for a new life, a new start. This is exactly what Jesus offers. And baptism is a picture of this. Paul, Claire, and Fiona will be buried under the water in order that, verse 4, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. So in baptism, we are united with Jesus in his death, and we are united with Jesus in his resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus is the foundation of the Christian faith. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, we're just indulging in make-believe. But if he rose from the dead, this validates his claim to be God. And it shows us that the cross was a triumph, that Jesus has defeated sin, death, and hell, that heaven is open, and that we can live a new life. In this new life, we leave behind the sins which displease Jesus, and we live a life entirely focused on pleasing Jesus. If you've never looked at the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus, it is compelling. Do take home a copy of Cure for Life, a book which we can sell you, which goes through the evidence. Paul? Where's Paul? There he is. Where's Claire? Claire and Fiona? You have died with Jesus. You have been raised to a new life. This is a very exciting day for you. But what would make my day would be if someone else here today realized that Jesus had died for them and that they now want to die to the old life of disobedience to Jesus, and that they would like to be raised just as Jesus was raised to a new life of pleasing him. This is what we need to be safe for this life and for eternity. An outward baptism can't be a spiritual insurance policy. What difference can a bit of water make? The way to be safe, to know that you're going to heaven when you die, is to put your trust completely in the Lord Jesus to be your Saviour and to be your King. Well, may God grant this to all of us. Amen.